Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. State Senator Ken Rosenboom joins us on today's program to talk about a series of policy bills recently passed in the Iowa Senate.
Well, Senator Rosenboom, we are approaching the end of the session here in 2017. A lot of policy work that was done over the past week in the Iowa Senate. And we'll start with some of the big provisions that were passed, one of which had to do, or at least it's moving through, I should say, is medical marijuana. And you had a chance to address this at a recent legislative forum. First of all, what were your thoughts about the bill that seems to likely pass, or at least looks like it's going to pass the Senate, but may have some difficulty in the House?
Well, I've said I have an open mind on it. I think there's a lot of work has been done on this to provide some opportunities for people that have some serious health needs. I still have some concerns about some of the details that's being worked on as we speak. But I think we can do something that's very positive yet this year. We just have to find the comfort level that we have to make sure that we're controlling this appropriately, and I think we can do that.
The other provision that was passed and signed into law had to do with the Stand Your Ground laws and a few other gun provisions. First of all, can you share with our listeners what some of those changes will look like and ultimately why the Republican Party supported this bill?
Well, I think it, just in broad strokes, and I didn't work on it personally that much, and just in broad strokes, it was making some adjustments to honor our Second Amendment rights. A lot of details in it. One of the concerns I would address is the concerns that people had and I shared with public buildings, courthouses, and city halls and that sort of thing. And that part of this did not change current law at all. So those same provisions that individual cities and counties had remain very much as they were before. But it just addressed in broad strokes, tightened up, or I should say freed up some of the provisions that many Iowans felt were far too restrictive. I think it would take too much time to go through all of those, but the bill's out there, and many articles have been written on it, so I just encourage listeners to avail themselves of that.
And then, of course, something we talked about at a previous legislative session back in March that has now made its way through the Senate is the voter ID requirements that will be put in place for elections requiring some form of identification at the polling locations. I know that you've been a supporter of that bill and were again when it came through the Senate once again. Explain to our listeners why you supported it and why you are against the claims that it will be a voter suppression measure.
Well, I support it because of the right to vote and the need to make sure that all votes are counted and they're not that our voting process is not compromised in any way. Voter ID is a very popular idea among Iowans. Something like 80% of Iowans support that. And the other component of this is to be careful in this digital age we live in today that we recognize the potential problems associated with things like identity theft and so forth. So I think this is very reasonable. Those people that do not have some form of photo ID, one will be provided, or an ID with a number will be provided for them at no cost. So I think the voter suppression charge is simply baseless. That's designed to upset people, to scare people, and I just don't think it has any basis in fact whatsoever. So I think we're protecting the voter voting process, the integrity of that process, and that's what this is all about.
Once again, that was State Senator Ken Rosenboom. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.